This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are parts of the Silicon Valley Bank implosion that are pretty straightforward. More people wanted to get their money out, for instance, than SVB had on hand. That is digestible. There are other parts of what happened, though, that are a little technical, of which one is something called duration risk. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has this explainer.
The Fed has raised its benchmark interest rate from near zero to almost 5% over the last year. That makes these unprecedented times, says Francis Donald, global chief economist at Manulife Investment Management.
Interest rates have been raised the fastest in modern history.
And when interest rates go up, bond prices go down. Dan Suzuki, deputy chief investment officer at Richard Bernstein Advisors, says this year's drop in bond prices has been historic.
Just to think about what that means, you know, the U.S. bond market overall fell over 18% during that period.
But some bonds are more sensitive to interest rates than others, depending on how long they take to mature. That so-called duration risk is what got SVB into trouble. The bank was flooded with deposits after the start of the pandemic, and it invested a large chunk of them in long-term government bonds and mortgage-backed securities, which paid a higher yield than short-term treasuries. The problem, says NYU Stern finance professor Marty Subramaniam, is those long-term bonds were more exposed to rising interest rates.
Had they invested in 2 years or less, they would have taken a much smaller hit. Okay, but I guess they got greedy, thinking we'll get a little more yield.
Worth noting, SVB's losses were only on paper. That is, until the bank needed to offload those bonds fast as depositors rushed for the exits. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.